Gundam Wing Porn AU? Created by Opal Song
and Aka Jevna.
P.S. Just realized we need to make up an actual porn AU. Can you even imagine Hiro as a porn star?
Oh. My. God. Excuse me. Porn AU. Holy crap.
Ha! Seriously, Hiro as a porn star. What? Relina totes owns the company. Super feminist and diverse. Also, kinky. Yes!
Honestly, I think at this point, there is going to be a Gundam Wing notfic series. We say, like, at the sixth part of the series. Yes! Owned by Relina, very diverse, caters to all sorts, definitely kinky. Also, it isn't generic. I mean, obviously, some of it is, but it isn't just for a commercial machine. There is actually innate sensuality in the videos. Porn AU is such an interesting concept for the GW crew. You know me.
I do.
But really, though... Okay, so, you know that any company that Relina would ever create, let alone in such an industry, would be feminist as hell, just like you said.
Nods, nods.
It's just so interesting to think about how she would go into this wanting to bring a diverse set of people to fill a bit of a niche in the market because, let's face it, she wouldn't go for half-assed product, and neither would the boys or the ladies or anyone else she would work with. Here are some things to discuss. 1. The boys as porn stars. What are their niches? Chin hands. This concept is amazing. 2. The ladies. 3. Relina building a company in such a volatile market that has this grounding on empowerment, feminism, and all the good things.
3. Relina's porn is mostly by women for women. Not in a sleazy, fetishizing gay men way. Thank you, some slash fandom. But in a very female gazy way. Sally is defo a director-producer.
Nods and clicks fingers rapidly in agreement.
Un is a manager? Also a director? She was a porn star for ages and hated it. She still brings out the persona for events and stuff, but only because Relina has never asked her to, and Un finally realizes she will never ask. So Un feels comfortable for the first time using that persona. She does one scene and only one for Relina's company. It is a super special thing, and Un tells them to market the shit out of it. It is a movie where she doms the fuck out of the guys. The fans that were demanding a new movie of hers are disgusted. They wanted submissive, pouty, sexy Un that let anyone do anything to her. Not this domineering woman. Un is delighted.
Yes, Un! super special one-time thing that is hella popular is out of character for Eun, according to her fans.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Out of character. Scoffs.
Hildy, as a talent scout slash manager?
I think Dorothy is also brought in as a director. She starts out general behind the scenes when Relina buys her contract from some ultra sleazy people. Dorothy will not say how long she's been doing porn. They all know it's too long to be legal. Relina is working on getting her therapy, etc. Eventually she directs, but it takes a while for her to get there. Yeah, Hildy is defo hiring slash talent scout. She also directs.
Oh, Dorothy.
I feel like the company is fairly small. Right?
Definitely a small company. Would be considered fairly indie, but they are incredibly professional.
Yes! Okay, Marin and Wufei are picked up as a couple who are doing amateur stuff on Pornhub. They are gorgeous and flexible and have a super interesting dynamic.
Oh, I am 1000% here for this.
Wufei has his first gay experience on screen with the company. Marin and Wufei had filmed a bunch of videos where it was only Wufei on screen, getting off as directed by Marin. She is very much present, just not on screen. They do more of these, getting progressively kinkier with Relina's company. They are the het couple.
Sorry, that's just so fucking funny to me. Tell me it's not fucking funny.
It's okay. It's supposed to be funny.
I know. I need to stop laughing. I haven't read these in so long. Okay. Smirky face. Definitely have such a different dynamic than most couples in porn. Because Marin is Marin. But, okay, Hero, how did that even come about?
I have thoughts about all the boys.
Tell me.
One, Q is a prince. His family runs a porn company that dates back to, like, erotic novels in the way back. They are Middle Eastern. He has been around porn sets for as long as he can remember. In a non-sleazy way again. In a healthy way for a kid and teen to be. He's been directing and editing and stuff for years. He gets talking to Relina and admits that he kinda wants to try actually doing it. She hires him. He still directs sometimes, but he is very happy in front of the camera. He looks like an angel. He does some of the kinkiest, most hardcore shit on the site. His and Hero's vids come with a fuck ton of warning labels. I want there to be a black person as part of the crew, also possibly a native person, but I cannot decide who. 3. Troa has been in porn for years. It was always just a job. A fine job, nothing special. Before Relina picked him up. 4. Duo is a cam kid and a literal sex worker. He figured out he could charge for sex and cam time when he aged out of foster care and the system forgot he existed. Turns out, he enjoys the work a fair amount. And porn is like cam work, only more staged. And like sex work, only safer. With Lena's company, at least. Hildy picked him up pretty quick after she was hired. They'd cammed together before, and she was a pretty big fan of his. The two of them do massive charity things a couple times a year. 5. Hero. Hero has no experience in porn before Relina drags him into this. He doesn't even really masturbate or watch porn. But she needs an editor slash tech guy and he is just there in her house freeloading again. And she makes him work. He doesn't realize he's getting paid for several years. He still doesn't care. He becomes a star because they desperately need a dude on screen for a movie. And Lena is like, will you? Are you comfy with this? And Hiro shrugs and does it. He really doesn't care. Only then, something about the lights and camera and direction does it for him. He loses his virginity in a very special video. He is willing to try anything and has a massive pain tolerance. And also, he doesn't react until he is gone or has been told specifically what to do. At which point, it is pretty fake. So it is obvious when he's into it, which is really hot.
Q looks like the most angelic, pure darling. And yet he does some seriously depraved stuff. Hardcore, definitely. He enjoys being in front of the camera. It's so different than being behind it, but he also takes what he knows from directing and is very good on screen. I actually really like that it stems from growing up around the industry as well, but it never had to be a natural progression for him to do it, but he wanted to. Oh, that's a tough one. I totally get you. I wanted to. But who are you thinking? My mind is blanking. Troa has a lot of experience. He's been doing this for a long time, but it was never anything more than him using his body to achieve a result. He didn't find enjoyment in it. And then, of course, Relina. Duo as a cam worker is actually... it fits so well! He definitely did the sex work thing, and in the beginning it was a, this is a means to another meal. But he actually likes it. Working with Relina means he can have that enjoyment and still be healthy and safe, and also work with great people. Yes to Hildy picking him up, that makes me so happy. I think Duo also might do hosting / moderating for other people's live streams / charity things. Oh, Hiro. Hiro. Yes, 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 did this with Hiro. Wow.
Smiley face.
Hiro is totally that person they get to do stuff for tantric sex, where they need someone who can last or can control themselves enough to last.
Hiro, Faye, and Marin are Asian. Q is Middle Eastern. I kind of want Relina to be native. But does that work with the rich girl narrative? Or do we need her as a white woman? Troa also actually works really well as Aboriginal. Duo as black fits, but I worry it is too stereotypical. Maybe not, though. What about Hildy being trans? OMG, Hiro having an entire tantric series. Holy wow.
Because by the end of those videos, he would be affected.
Please, please keep throwing ideas at me. I need to pass out, but this is amazing. Yes. Good night. And also send me more because wow, do I want to wake up to more of this.
Of course, Hiro, Faye, and Marin, and Q. I don't know. I think we could maybe go with Relina as a white woman, but maybe she may also work being black. Tro works as native, I can see that. I think Duo could work, with Dorothy being European, Un being white, and Hildy. You know, I can see her as trans, most definitely.
Oh fuck, was about to sleep and then had a thought! Relina is Muslim. Head wrap and all, if that works with the porn thing. Now, good night.
I will discuss this. I have many thoughts. Okay, so, there is actually an issue with Relina being Muslim, because there are so many conflicting issues with the culture and pornography. While there certainly is porn out there featuring Muslims, and I'm sure probably made by them as well, I'm not actually sure. It's highly frowned upon and considered indecent, particularly for a female. I did a little research into it, and it just doesn't seem culturally appropriate. Hiro absolutely has a series of videos devoted to tantric sex, and you know that Relina would, once they started doing more videos with him and realizing that he was capable of certain things, milk it for all it was worth. Smirk, smirk, smirk. Not overtly, they don't throw them all out at once, but it's sort of an every so often thing that they'll release a tantric video. Hiro would get a lot of followers from this, for various reasons. I mean, one, people who like longer porn videos. Two, I'm sure they do some things with these videos with multiple partners. Three, it gives them the opportunity to bring in various kinks with the videos. Four, the way Hiro gets towards the end, when it really starts affecting him, like you said, he only shows it when he's feeling it, when he's wrecked for it, so...
Fuck, wrecked Hiro. I need a minute with that. Yeah. I'll DM with some more ideas later.
Oh, I'll give you a hot minute with that. Oh god, here we go. I went in!
You went in on it!
Me forgetting that I went in on it. Oh, okay, me. Past me. Why am I so, like, what's it called? Confident when it's just writing? Okay. Alright.
Hold on to this. Sure.
I can do this.
Stall some more.
I need some water out of my tequila bottle. Totally water. Mm-hmm. Shut up. All that warm skin, sweat slicked, hair wild, breaths huffing from him, a quiver just barely visible in his arms, the intense look in his eyes. Pushed back against soft sheets, hair a halo of disarray, the gleam of exertion across his brow, chest flushed and breath huffing from him, his back arcing, head flying back, his body so open, a long, throaty groan falling from his lips. His eyes, when did he close them? Blinking open in a bleary, needy haze. Pupils blown wide, the blue a barely there ring as a hand clenches hard to ground himself before he thinks better of it and reaches up.
I obviously have a thing about long, drawn-out sexy times where pleasure build is slow but intense. Thing is obvious. But I apparently also have a thing for people being so physically overwhelmed / exhausted / etc. that they can't hold back their reactions. So, yeah, Hiro. Hiro's tantric vids are a masterclass in filmmaking, because objectively it is a lot of Hiro in a pose, not moving. Even more so when he does them solo. But Relina, because I think she films all of the tantric stuff, and her family is also film royalty, though hers isn't porn, I don't think, makes it so fucking intense. She has long, sensually lit pans up his body, lingering on the strain and bulge of his muscles, and the slight quiver in his limbs. She cuts to the vibe in his ass and the way his muscles try to relax, but then it begins to slip and he clenches down. And she cuts to his face just in time to catch the flutter of his eyelids. Also, their sound mixing is fantastic. I don't know who's responsible for it, but they actually have someone and it is great.
Smirk, smirk. Oh, I remember the thing with things being drawn out. Oh-ho. Smirk.
Also, as that I am not Muslim, nor are you from what I know, feel free to correct me. I think I'm going to say that I would love Relina to be hijabi if that works, but if not, mixed race Polynesian?
Definitely brilliant filmmaking, and it's a lot of sensual focus.
And yes, it is basically all build-up foreplay-ish, but so fucking intense.
No, I'm not. But two of my cousins have married into Muslim families, and I have got a bit of a reference frame. But not enough to be wholly comfortable with her being Muslim in the industry. I would adore her being in hijab, but I think her being mixed slash Polynesian could definitely work. I got you on the Polynesian.
KK, I just didn't want to throw out the idea without being in the culture. If you look up Mennonite and look at me, it, yeah, doesn't look like it should work.
Same with Polynesian, but I more grew up in that heritage.
More on Hiro. His tantric vids are a mixed bag of partnered group sex and solo work, but the focus is always him, and if there is a partner, they generally take breaks. No one can keep up. Relina's favorite vid, not necessarily the most popular, is the one of Tantric Hiro plus a fucking machine. He finally meets his match and is wrecked for it, slowly changing poses while it just keeps going. Same steady pace. He actually breaks and asks to come before the final pose, shaking and covered in sweat and holding it despite being desperate to buck into it and ride it to completion. Rolina says they have to finish, and he does, moves to the next pose. He is vocal as he does. Hiro is never vocal, but now he's letting out little, almost sub-vocal whines every time the machine fucks into him. He's exhausted from holding the pose, and then on top of that, he has to force himself not to fuck back and whines. The most popular tantric vid is the one where each of the guys plus Yun all take turns fucking him through it. Gangbang at its finest. Side note.
Before you say this, I want to make a note that I completely forgot about this. And it's no less accurate than the first time. Hold on. Okay.
Side note.
If you need me to side note as to who the fuck this character is, then I can.
No, no, I think we're just going to leave it. Side note.
Just tag Kira the is- character.
Yeah. Side note, Kira is in a related satellite slash completely unrelated company and is the king of gangbangs. And seriously, the sound editing in most porn is so fucking bad. Relina's company has someone who makes theirs awesome. No more bed squeaks that overwhelm everything, or shitty music mixes, or dialogue that no one can hear. For that matter, someone can actually write scripts. Duo! Duo is their script writer! And they are glorious. It is his goal to make a mini-series of porn vids with character development and etc. And now you get to respond to Kira being the king of gangbangs.
I get to feature the Gundam chat, yay.
Yay! You can tell your Gundam chat that they're now published.
By the way, I can also let you know that all of the Gundam chat have listened to all of the Gundam Wing notfics.
Oh no. Them, by the way. Oh no.
Yeah, they've listened to all of them. They're gonna listen to this one.
Oh god.
Okay.
Oh god.
I have told the Gundam chat, by the way, about Kira being the king of gangbangs, and it was met with resounding approval. He totally is. Holy crap, you could call the series Ultimate Gangbang. Oh my fuck! Kira! The amount of people who want to get it on with that boy is ridiculous. Kira, no! Kira, yes! There's odd of this. What? Okay, there is definitely odd of this. Both Athrun and Kira are switches, but Kira allows himself to be less dominant with Athrun, which is something Athrun needs. He needs the control. In the porn AU, if he didn't have Athrun or Kigali, or Maru or Natal or Mu there to regulate him, or Lacus to take care of him, he would probably get into some seriously dangerous shit.
Oh fuck. At one point, Hiro wants to try a thing. Hiro puts it out there. Relina scrambles to find someone who will try it. That is how they meet Kira's crew.
Okay, but Kira is incredibly safe in all he does. He's willing to risk himself because he trusts these people and his limits. Also, he's completely fearless. That's a thing that they're working on. He's also incredibly competent.
Yes! Rolina figures this out. She has sources. And that is why she chooses him instead of anyone else for Hiro. Because I don't think Hiro has limits.
Nods, nods.
But he only ever works with Rolina or the guys, and only ever would, so this isn't a problem, really.
Also, something about Kira, in a lot of moments after the time skip, he's quite stoic. His smiles are a lot less, and his face is very resting. Nods, nods. There is a lot to talk about, so I'm going to make a little list. 1. Duo's screenwriting / scripting. 2. Q, T, and D's speciality / niches. 3. Hiro and tantric comments. Sound editing in porn is so bad. It is the worst. Honestly, Rolina puts a lot of resources into making sure that the production value of everything is top notch. But the sound quality especially. They don't half-ass it on production either. And it's not like they're churning these things out 5 videos a week each person. They put effort and time into it, and they let their actors rest.
Yes! Rest! They don't produce as much, but what they do sells like fuck because it is so good.
This is exactly the kind of thing I was thinking. They're a mix of a lot of different things. They aren't all just a monotone of kink or type, just because they're all tantric. They have a lot of variety to them. I doubt anyone could really keep up with Hiro. He's a machine. So it's appropriate that the only thing that really can is a machine. Terrible pun, I know. Yes, though, that's exactly it. When he does break, it's... wow. When he gets toward the end in other videos, he does get slightly more vocal, but it's never outright. It's never anywhere near loud. Maybe a grunt or two, a bit more motion. But this is full on. This is taut muscles and locked limbs, trying desperately not to squirm and buck and writhe, to reach for what he wants because that's not what this is for. But he can't hold it, his voice or his limbs. And when he goes slack, his arms collapsed under him, face pressed into the sheets, that's when he really loses grip. Oh, Hiro. Grins. Oh, absolutely. Definitely the most popular video.
Hiro collapsing. Fuck you. Fuck.
And it's not so much sounds he makes. He whines, and there's little caught noises in his throat because he's not the type to be vocal, but it's the harshness of his breath, the roll in tip of his shoulders with every breath, his chest flushed red. The video is a fave among Hiro fans. Grins.
So Faye and Marin have their thing. Marin also directs, produces. Faye also does solo work and works with other people. What is his thing when he isn't with Marin? Is he the straight one? What are Q, Tro, and Duo's focuses? What about lingerie for Duo? Maybe?
I mean, we could have Faye as the straight one. But would that be something that Rolina would want to market? I mean, it's definitely a popular category of porn. But would she? Because it's definitely workable. There are a lot of ways to do it. We could definitely go with something that plays on gender with Duo. I kind of like the lingerie thing.
It's, definitely markable.
Tro. Why does it always come down to Tro that we don't have ideas for? He's so difficult.
I think maybe Faye has a series of straight guy does gay stuff videos. Everyone who follows the site knows it's an act because he does other stuff with the guys too. But yeah, his general demeanor plus duo scripts, it is just so believable.
Q, well, Q has a lot of things going for him in a lot of categories. His ability to work with basically anyone, only one of them. As we said, he does a lot of hardcore stuff. Definitely bondage. Angelic on the streets and a devil in the sheets. But other than that more hardcore stuff, harder kink, very open to a lot of things. We'll make a list eventually. I also want him involved in some other stuff too, but I just can't put my finger on it. Oh, that definitely works.
I almost want to make Tro trans again. Only trans man this time. But I'm not sure I want to get into the politics of that plus porn.
Nods. It's a bit of a black hole to tumble down. Very political.
Faye appears in the other guy's videos all the time and needs no coaxing or whatever there. But if you just followed him, you'd get him slash Marin, him solo, and his straight guy series, making it extra believable.
Oh, absolutely. The company is very good at their storylines and their marketing. Of course, the boys are all in various different things, but they have their types slash demeanors that fit them into certain categories, and they go with it.
Yes! That is perfect.
Also, because their porn has actual plot, I'm sure they have extras sometimes in these things, the boys make appearances. Also, wow, porn with plot. That's a new concept.
Okay, thoughts on Q and Tro. They each have their own channel, but then they have one together, and it is filled with the sweetest, most romantic porn you've ever encountered. We're talking consistent story as they get to know each other and fall in love. Fuck tons of foreplay, candlelit everything, soft lighting, delighted smiles, just sappy as fuck.
My grin is so wide at the sappiness. What the heck, boys?
Q's solo channel is a lot of him hardcore doming people. Kinky as fuck. His solo vids tend to have him talking to the camera in a dom way. People legit think Q and Tro are together. They aren't. They're great friends, but not significant others. Tro... okay. Hiro does tantric. Troa has a series of videos where he does contortionist poses and acrobatics. Also, knives? Tro is the main character in most of Duo's more involved scripts. Because damn can that dude act! He can stay in character even during orgasm? How?
Yes, act a Tro.
So Tro doesn't have a lot on his solo channel, but pretty much all of the mini-series star him.
Also, while they're perfectly content with one another's friendship, it would also be inadvisable for either of them to really start a romantic relationship, because having a relationship while in porn can be difficult. Oh my god, Tro staying in character during orgasm. This boy, I swear!
Tro is Duo's muse.
Yes! Wait, wasn't it BDSM for Q? The whole nubile, cherubic little blonde, but he's super kinky.
Well, if it wasn't, it is now! Q's fam, mom and dad mostly, maybe some sisters, are appalled.
Oh goodness, they'd be appalled.
He is supposed to be behind the camera, at the very closest. He isn't supposed to be talent.
But there are deaf some of his sisters that are like, go do you, live your life. Mom and dad will get over it. They run a porn studio. Be you, little bro.
Yes! Shut up! Definitely some of them support him. Because, look, the porn he makes is good. Why shouldn't they be proud?
It's something that he decides to do because he wants to. And while he hates that his parents aren't exactly supporting his decisions, he likes what he's doing. He has an audience, and he's successful. So, if anything, Q's parents should be proud.
Should be. The end!
All right. The end!
Okay, and I think I'm actually, like, I'll just, like, try to cut that and put it actually back with the...
Yeah.
...bit about Q's.
Do we have any final thoughts?
No, I think actually reading over the original stuff, like, we're good.
We're good?
We have more thoughts than we needed. Thank you, Heroes Tantric Sex. Other than, like, Duo as a cam kid. Like.
Yeah, other than that. Yeah.
Just. Because, like, I don't think we had a actual, like, an actual thing for him. I don't think we settled on something, but I think him and, like, camming, like, interacting with people, and also he's a writer, but, like, I feel like he's more of a...
Yeah, and he does, like, a lot of MC stuff.
Yeah. And I think, like, his sort of solo channel is way more interactive. Like, it's very much still, like...
Yeah, it's really more, like, you're streaming and...
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's more like that person who, like, is more like an event guest. Like, he's not, like, a regular guest on most things. It's like he more does things occasionally, more occasionally than the others. Because he's putting his time into writing, dude.
I like to think that he's in a fuck ton of videos because he actually really, really likes doing porn and likes having sex. Mm-hmm. It's just that his actual, like his solo stuff that he does that's unscripted, is unscripted. Like it's super low production quality and it's literally like a stream. So he doesn't have to edit it. Like he just streams live and then chucks it up. Like, that's all that he does. So it's, you know, because he's got too much, like, time and effort going elsewhere. Also, my brain is still a little bit stuck on the Yuri on Ice camboy AU that I read.
Yeah, mood.
Where all I wanted was more Yurio. And Yurio is actually a video game Twitch streamer. And now all I want is, like... Duo being really into video games and really good at them and also playing them in his underwear.
Wow, yes.
So yeah, that's
like there's a huge market for that shit.
Oh yes. Oh yes, there is. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for us. Yeah, we want to know your thoughts on this and which boy would be your bias. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find it on AO3. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I have time. Definitely.
Of course, porn star AU did it. Smiley face.
I'm sorry, I love that this is just calling me out.
can take that out if you want.
This is what it... No, it's fine. Keep it in. Or we could do it as an outtake. Like, okay. This is what it takes. I just want to have a little pause moment because, like, not actual pause, but as soon as he said he looks like an angel, I have had devil in disguise in my head. Like, just playing.
Well.
Just literally, like, you said that, I'm just like, you look like an angel. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. You're not wrong. Okay. And sure enough, I'm coming back to it anyway, so it's relevant. Okay.
We do need to talk about porn AU more and why your hero descriptions fuck me up. Also, we need to collect the supernatural AU. We had a supernatural AU?
What?
Question mark?
Question mark, we need to find that.
Well, that'll also, be on fuck you because it is it? Like, it's like way far back in the Twitter DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be my job.
I'm actually gonna delete this.
Also,
bit.
Fuck you up, does it?
It does.
Success. All right.
It's hero being overcome and overwhelmed. Desperation is a thing. You know this about me.
I'm fully aware.